Na tu ugarukire me wangaje we mintethero mirongo nano na himwe ko motundi on timlongo nonti intano datu yomochanga ichamtenya hashtag after the no easy drive up until 6 o'clock. Hey, Mr. Herbert is here. Mr. Herbert.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful, man. The most hated person in Namibia at the moment.
How is NASCOM?
We are doing fine, man. We are doing excellent, doing our jobs. This side, upholding the law, the copyright law.
No, let's talk about DJ's license. What are we talking about so far?
Okay, when we talk about a DJ license, it's actually called, according to our law, it's a performer of music in public, meaning the license is called a public performance DJ license. That's basically what it is.
All right. When did this campaign started for DJing to have a license for playing music?
All right. Our copyright law is already in existence since 1994, so you can do the calculations there. And NASCOM is also in existence now for 27 years. As far as that, 27 years.
Yo, okay.
And as far as I'm concerned, NASCOM has been doing marketing and awareness campaigns all over the country for the past 27 years. Via media outlets, radio stations, TV stations, etc., newspapers. So that is what that is concerned.
All right. Why did you come up with this campaign of DJ, a certain DJ to have a license? Tell us.
All right. Let me just tell you briefly. Since we've been trying for all these 27 years now, to work with nightclubs and DJs in order for them not to infringe on the copyright law of our country, we made it a point now that since most of the DJs, maybe 90 to 95% of the DJs of our country doesn't have music licenses, and they are infringing on the Copyright and Neighboring Rights Protection Act number 6 of 1994, to be exact, Article 7C. And that is why I decided now that we are going to work closely together with law enforcement to clamp down on this issue of nightclubs and lounges and DJs that doesn't have music licenses.
Oh, does it matter to both local and international music if I'm playing, for example, international music or I'm playing local music?
No, it does not matter. You see, we have various sisters. This is also an international law, which means in every country all around the world, there is what we call collective management organization. That is what NASCOM is actually called all over the world, a collective management organization. And like for us in Namibia, our name is NASCOM. In South Africa, for example, they are called SAMRO. In America, they are called CSAC, etc., etc. And we protect our local members' music as well as international music, and we manage our local members' musical rights. And they do the same in South Africa and America. They protect our music, they protect their music. Meaning, since they are sister organizations, we work together to protect each other's music. So whether you play, you cannot come up to us and tell us, listen, we are not even playing Namibian music. We protect the rights of our sister organizations as well.
Right. If I fail to have a license, what will be the next?
That's the bad news. That's the sad news of everything. You can be held liable for copyright infringement if you perform music in the public without a music license. And the penalty under our current Copyright and Neighboring Rights Protection Act or current copyright law for your first infringement, if you are being found guilty of copyright infringement, meaning playing music in public without a public performance music license, then the fine can be 3 years imprisonment or 15,000 Namibian dollars, or both even. And that's for your first offense. And or if you infringe again, the same person, and you are caught again and you are found guilty in a court of law, the fine might be 5 years imprisonment. 5 years imprisonment or 20,000 Namibian dollars. That is why we're trying to assist the people to issue the license. We want to help them in order for them to be safe from the law.
All right. Mr. Herbert, I'm a DJ. Uh-huh. And let me ask on behalf of our Namibian DJs, if I want to get a license right now,
yes,
how can I get it?
So it's very simple. Our email addresses are there. My email addresses, I can give it to you, telephone numbers, everything. They can contact our office also. And then all they need to do is get an application form. We send them the application form, or they can come into our office. We send the application form. They complete the application form, send it back to us. We invoice them. They send the proof of payment to us. We update it on our database. We print the license immediately and send it to them immediately. So if you do it now, today, you can still get it today, for example.
Mm-hmm. How much do I need to pay?
In regards to DJs, we have different tariffs for different places. So for shops and stores, for example, there's a tariff. For restaurants, there's a different tariff. So in the case of DJs now, we have a fixed amount of 1,500 Namibia dollars. It's an annual fee, meaning you need to renew your license every year.
Every year. Okay, I'm a DJ. Will I benefit anything from NASCOM?
That is the thing. You see, NASCOM is not a DJ association that will give you benefits of, say, for example, cheap sound equipment to hire, and all those jazz, protect you when you are in trouble with a customer that don't want to pay you or anything. We cannot do that. The DJs need to organize themselves and get a DJ association or something so they can get the benefits from those people. NASCOM's job here is to administer the rights of our local members, and as well as protect the rights of international artists. So a DJ is a music user. A DJ is not a member of NASCOM. They are music users, meaning that the benefit that we get is, instead of the DJ, you as a DJ going now to Gaza or to Tinsjordan or to all those people all around the world, the music that you are DJing with, you know, they have certain exclusive rights. So instead of you now contacting all those people and getting now a permission from them to play their music in public, meaning the public performance music license or permission, we give up NASCOM as the collective management organization. We give a blanket license to those individual DJs in order for us to give them permission to play the music in public.
But I'm like promoting Namibian music when I'm playing in public.
Yeah, you see, the thing is every single individual musician or artist, they have promoters, they have publishers, they have producers, and they themselves promote their businesses, their brands, and their music. They don't ask DJs, listen here, promote my music. It comes down to the same fact. You want to go to all musicians now and tell them, listen here, give me permission to play your music because I'm promoting your music. No, they already have those things in place. You are not promoting it. You are entertaining people. We cannot use that as an excuse to tell the people now, or to tell NASCOM, or to tell the law, or to tell the court now, I'm promoting this music of the people. No, you are